I'm like Mellow when I shoot, I don't miss. Yeah, they better check my stats, call me Chris.
Call me Chris.
Yeah, I ain't fly, but I'm known to whip that trick.
Whip that trick.
Real
yeah.
quick, dog. Let me talk my ish. Ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-binary pals, baby mamas, baby daddies, and everybody in between. Welcome back to the Gresh and Lees podcast. This is another installment of Talking Ish with yours truly, the voice that does the most, the purveyor of mischief, Gresh, simply known as Joshua Gresham in real life. And I do these Talking Ishes because I have to get you guys understand that there's more to life than just wrestling and other forms of content. And speaking of content, I got somebody here that has been months in the making. He is pretty much someone that I, even though I've only known him for, I think, 2 years now. I believe it was, we met in 2023. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's going on 2 years, but he is one of the funniest guys I've ever had the pleasure of seeing on social media. And it's not because he's right there or right here. I'm saying this. I tell this to everybody who brings him up in any type of conversation. He is none other than Mr. the Professor Nick Harrison. What's up with your brother?
Josh, man, it's a pleasure. I'm excited. Thank you. Somebody suggested that I go on your podcast. I was like, I would love to. And I sent you a message that day. I was like, I will make time.
We had to make it happen, man.
Yeah, 100%,
and
man.
And it's like, even because how long you been doing content?
For 4 years now. Well, I've been doing it for longer than that, but full bore ever since the pandemic. So 4 years.
Okay, so the pandemic. The reason why I asked that is because it's like, even though I've known you for a short period of time, it's like I always check out your content when I can, because I have this tendency of where I get into my own world of my content and I'll be like, I need a break. And you're one of the guys that I typically go to if I'm I'm on IG or TikTok or wherever, because I barely get on TikTok. But luckily, you started posting content on IG too. So I'd be like, mm-hmm. All right, I know I'm gonna see it regardless. So yeah. I definitely, you're one of those guys that I go to, even if it's like 30 seconds, a minute or whatever, I'd be like, all right, that's funny. All right, that's what's up. And even your wrestling takes, I'd be like, oh, okay. You have a interesting point of view to where you stand 10 toes down and that's on what you say, but you also make sure it's not just some type of, like, you're out here, like, if it's not your way, it's the highway. And that's what we need more of in this wrestling community, or honestly, sports community, because I typically branch out to other communities as well. But yeah, we definitely need that. Well, kudos, Josh, to you, my brother.
Thank you. First of all, thank you. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. I always look to you, Big Hero Chris, Seahawk, guys like that, Public Enemies, of course. Just the best content out there when it comes to professional wrestling. I've been a wrestling fan since I was in diapers. It's something that I love truly. And like you said, like I have opinions and things that I believe about professional wrestling and where it is right now. But I'm not one who's going to not listen to your opinion because I believe what I believe. If there are people out there that have fantastic points. It was like the whole Cody thing a couple weeks ago. When he, you know, gave his spot up to The Rock and everybody was mad about The Rock. And I posted a video that I did that blew up on X and on everywhere else. And it's like, I believe what I believe because I've been watching wrestling longer than some of these folks have been alive. Mm-hmm. And I've been involved in professional wrestling, working in, you know, indies and stuff for over a decade. So it's like, I've seen the backstage. I've talked to the guys who are a part of it, and it's like, I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. Now, I don't know everything, and I'm willing to hear what you have to say, but if I believe it as it is, then I'm going to believe it as it is, but I respect your opinion, and I will respectfully disagree with your opinion if I have to. So it's like, I just love wrestling, and I love, you know, I have strong opinions about it, and I'm willing to talk about it at any time. So that's just... But that's just, you know, that's a part of who I am.
I feel like the people who, it's like, that's the thing about social media is like, it's normal to have a back and forth, a different opinion. Because even with, like, shout out to my main co-host, Highlight Reel, the voice behind the Unleashed Anthem and Talk My Ish. He basically, like, I bring him on because sometimes I have a different point of view and I want to get his point of view. Sometimes we agree. 9 times out of 10, we don't. And then, but one thing I tell him this all the time, I say, one thing I am not going to do is get personal with you over a scripted form of entertainment. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. a lot of people, and I say this often, because a lot of people tend to let that consume them. And I understand that wrestling saved a lot of people's lives. Because I'm gonna keep it a stack. I'm 29 years old, but I lost my mom when I was 28. Mm-hmm. Wrestling saved my mental because I was in a dark, dark place. And that was October of last year. So it's like, I can understand when people like find solace in professional wrestling. They're like, yo, this is my escape. Whether it's wrestling, football, basketball, no matter the sport, no matter the form of entertainment, whether it's a TV show, whatever. But it's just like, I feel like a lot of people need to understand that it's okay to have disagreements because at the end of the day, opinions are subjective. Mm-hmm. How you consume content is basically how you feel. And it's not, and no one is required to agree with you. No one, yeah. It is not mandatory to agree with you. So yeah, I agree with you. Like that's why I love that you said that, because I feel like that's a lost sauce when it comes to
very much so.
Content creation, social media, because it's even content creators that like, yeah. they literally, it's like, if you do not agree with, okay, let's just say, let's bring wrestling back into it. If you do not agree that AEW is good across the board, you are a WWE shield. If you don't agree that WWE is good across the board, you are an AEW elitist,
yeah.
or you're not a real sports entertainment mm-hmm. fan. And I'm like, what?
it's crazy how, you know, it's devolved into that, because I remember, first of all, you know, I got to mention my boy Sloan, Smactric Holmes, Susio Sloan 217. Who is the co-host of my podcast, the Pay Window with Prophet Sloan. And we will disagree about certain stuff, like we'll watch certain matches or we'll talk about certain storylines, and we'll disagree about where it's headed or where it's going, but a lot of times we'll agree too. But if we disagree, it's not a thing where we personally are, we're like, we're mad at each other and we don't talk to each other in between recording episodes. We're like texting and talking to each other as much as we can. You know, he stays busy, I stay busy, but we still try to communicate as much as we can, because that's my boy. And it's like, we don't let stuff like that get in the way of our friendship. And there are people who will literally not even have anything to do with you because you like a certain company or organization or a certain wrestler that they don't like. Like, I understand that you don't want Cody to finish the story, but just because I do doesn't mean that you have to shut off all communication with me. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's where some folks are. But it's like this. And, you know, we were talking about it before, how things ebb and flow and change. It's when you deal with some of these social media sites, one thing that doesn't change is the connection.
Right.
There are people, you know, you say that wrestling saved your life because you were in a dark place and you were able to go into professional wrestling and it meant something to you.
Right.
There are people who are the same way, who have their, you know, they deal with stuff every day, they deal with problems, and they go into professional wrestling, or they go to Instagram, or they go to TikTok, or they go somewhere else, because that is what they find solace in. I can't tell right. you the number of messages from people like, from every day. Mm-hmm. Man, I had a horrible day, but I knew that if I went to your profile, you will post a video that will make me smile. Right. Man, I know. I mean, you know, I'm going through all this. We had somebody who comes to my live on a regular basis, lost his child. His wife had a miscarriage, lost his child. But, you know, he was messaging us and saying, you know, thank you for what you guys do. Thank you for being there for me. Because we personally messaged him and we talked to him, sent him encouragement, and we're there for him and his wife. And for anybody who has that sort of thing, they, you know, they come into my DMs, they come into the lives all the time, I'll stop the live cold right there and start praying over people. Mm. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me, it's not about my wife, it's about what God has sent us to do. And what God has sent us to do is to reach out to other people, and through what we do in social media, you know, pour into folks who are looking for that connection. And that's the same thing with professional wrestling. There are guys who go out there every day, not for themselves, not to make money, but to perform, because they love the business. that business poured into them when they were kids, and now they want to pour into the kids who will come into their show, these shows, with their parents who watch professional wrestling, and they're locked in, and all the, and they're just, you know, they're enthralled, and they want to be poured into too. So it's like, it's amazing how forms of entertainment like that can reach out to people. And some of these guys are just, it's a blessing. And I'm thankful to be a part of something that means so much to so many people.
And it's like, I have that sentiment because I have people all the time. Like, I personally turn a lot of comment sections off for my own mental, because even though we see the good, the bad always comes up too, and it'd be like, it'd be so dark. So it's like, when I do get that DM, they'd be like, "Hey Josh, I know you're going through something." Like, because I'm very candid about my personal life. Like, like even the way that I used to carry myself on social media, the way that I decided to basically, like we said earlier, evolve, because I saw that it's like, I look long term. I'm a long term visual person. If however I'm conducting myself isn't financially feasible, and I'm not even talking about no check mark money or none of that stuff, but it's like, I have, my face is on everything. If I come across disrespectful and don't evolve from how I were disrespectful, it messes with my money, because no one will want to work with you outside of here. And that's why I always tell people, make sure you, it's okay to have your opinion, but sometimes you got to double take and be like, did I really do that? But I love it when people come to me and be like, "Yo, Josh, the video that you just dropped, it was literally, or the tweet that you, like, you're out here making a joke, like, that made me laugh hysterically. Like, I'm still laughing at you saying that." And it's like, I appreciate that, because it's like, a lot of these people don't realize that around the time that I was making these jokes, like January, February, I'm still grieving. But October, November, December, January, those were my darkest, like, mental space. And all I had to do was literally just, you know what, to just escape my mental. I was still working, I'm still traveling, all this stuff, but to escape my dark place, I had to keep myself busy. So it's like, if jokes was my way to make you laugh, we was helping each other out, because I'm laughing, you laughing, and I love that. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, I love it. I love it when my simple tweet about Cody Rhodes' neck tattoo make somebody laugh, because 9 out of 10 they know I'm not serious. I think it's ugly, but at the same time, I'm gonna turn it into a joke. And I love it when people don't assume that I'm trying to attack somebody personally. I'm not attacking Cody Runnels. I'm making fun of Cody Rhodes. And vice versa with Roman Reigns. I'll be like, "Yo, bro, every match is an outside interference. Like, change it up. Do something different. Blah, blah, blah." But some people know that I'm joking. So it's like, I love those. I ignore the trolls as much as possible, but I love it with those interactions. And it's like, I don't even look at it like I'm better than somebody, because some people are like, "Oh, you have a big account, a big following on, or this on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, whatever." And I'm like, "Nah, I treat everybody the same," because I've had the honor and the privilege of sharing the rooms with some of the biggest names in whether it's entertainment, music, wrestling, doesn't matter. I've shared rooms with them. I've video operated a lot of their shows and panels, and I treat everybody just like they everybody's like. I say this to this day. My favorite interactions was one with Jermaine Dupri when I operated one of his shows, one of the YouTube shows for them, as well as Kiana Lede. They were so level headed, and they wanted everybody's names. They were so cool, relaxed, whatever. So it's like, you treat, and I say that because it's like, I'm a prime advocate of treating everybody the way you want to be treated. And it's like, I'm also an advocate of treating everybody the way you want to be treated, but also giving them grace to an extent, depending on the act, giving them grace to make mistakes. Because if they are still, because we're all human, we all make mistakes. But at the same time, if they're not evolving from that mistake, yeah, it's time to cut them loose.
Yeah.
But everybody is entitled to that that door of like, okay, you were probably in a different place. You're probably in a dark place, but I'm willing to extend the olive branch. Because there's people, and I say this, I told this to Sloan, I told this to Cam, Marty. I told this all of them. I said, there's people that everybody that even you are cool with that I no longer interact with. And it's not because of wrestling. Sometimes we attack each other personally, and I've apologized. They don't have, no one is obligated to accept your apology. But at the same time, there's always a door open if you're willing to do it. But,
of course.
But, and long story short, social media is an interesting point of view. Like, how do you manage your interactions with social media? Like, how do you consume it? Because I know I have this tendency where I just turn it off. Like, I literally, like, if it's not, if wrestling is on 8 to 11 on Mondays, 8 to 10 on Tuesdays, podcast, obviously the main show podcast, and then I just, like, I just... But how do you consume it?
I turn it off in church. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb in church regularly on Sundays. I just because I have to use my, because I'm on the praise team, so I will use my phone to, like, I use it to adjust my volumes and ears and stuff like that. But after that, I put it on Do Not Disturb so I can spend my God time, you know, prayer. Right. When I'm at my group on Thursday, I'll turn the phone off. So I'm not being bothered by it. But when I'm not, I don't have the phone off. When I don't have it on Do Not Disturb, you know, I'm replying to as many comments as I can. You can imagine with the amount of followers that I have on different apps and stuff, some of the comments and some of the DMs get kind of crazy. Case in point, I'm on live last night. In the middle of the live, I get a DM on TikTok. Where do you live? I'd love to meet you. I'm like, you're in my live. My wife is right there in the live.
That type of DM.
Yeah, like you know, like some lady. She's probably nice, I guess. But my wife is right there. My wife is right there, and you like. First of all, I'm married and very happy. Secondly, I'm married and very happy. Third, that's not the way to approach somebody anyway. And fourth, I'm married and very happy, and my wife is right there. Like, it's like you, some folks, I'll put it to you like this. I can't control what other people say, what other people do, what other people type, what other people comment. All I can control is my actions,
right,
how I respond to it. There are some dudes that will see that, and whether their wife saw it or not, they would automatically be like, yeah, I live in Hammond, what's up? And it's like, that's choices. We all have choices. We all have choices in life that we can make. Either you make one choice that sends you down a path that is the right path, that's a good path, it's a path that you will follow in order to grow and do better things for your family, or you can go down the other path where it just doesn't matter. Right. You just do whatever, you know? Like, that's where we are. So it's crazy where you have those choices, and you can make choices to respond the right way or the wrong way, depending on what your right and wrong is. Me, I try to respond to as many DMs as I can personally, to as many comments as I can personally. I have, like, you know, my wife helps me with that stuff. We have VAs, virtual assistants, that help us with, like, comments and stuff like that when I can't reach all of them. To direct me to where those are, to where I can do what I can do, what I can do it. But it's a lot. Like, those videos, I have a series of summoning videos, how to summon the generation, that have taken off on social media. And a couple of them blew up big last week. Like, the one I posted 1 week ago today is almost at 2 million views on TikTok right now. And the comments are just ridiculous. And I can't just get to all of them as much as I want to, as much as I tried to. When I first started out on the app, I replied to everybody. My engagement was through the roof because I replied to every single comment that I possibly could going through those videos, even when it was a lot of comments, because I want people to know that I'm trying to connect with them too. I don't, you know, it's a bad feeling. It's a horrible feeling when you're trying to connect with somebody and you get nothing in return, no response.
Right.
And that's why I try to reply and respond to as many people as I can. If it's not, you know, trolling stuff, and if it's trolling stuff, there was a time where I would respond or reply video, that kind of thing. Now I just ignore it. I don't even delete it. I just leave it right there. I'll even heart it, but I ignore it because that person is looking, they're like a child who's looking for attention the wrong way just so somebody will say something to them. Mm-hmm. And they have to understand and know that not everybody is going to react to what you're doing just because you're trying to be a butthole. So I do what I can to respond to people who are respectful, who are mm-hmm. courteous, who have something with light to say. But, you know, I try to respond as much as I can. But, you know, in times of praise, in times of worship, in times of prayer, is do not disturb. Leave me alone. And family time, do not disturb. Right. When I'm with my wife and kids, leave me alone.
And it's like I rarely say this, but I'm a PK. My mom was a minister. She was more of it. She was.
That's why
like,
you act so bad. That's why you act. I see. I knew it was something. See, how did you not end up being a musician? How you not playing the piano, boy? Why you ain't on the drum? What's going on? Like, I see.
I was that's where I got my rhythm from. I was a dancer in church. Like I was a part of I was a hip hop dancer, and I was a part of I was a part of the children's choir, the teen choir, and the young adult youth choir from when I was younger all the way until like 2015, and then
it makes sense, folks. See. You're learning new stuff, something different. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. So basically, everybody who wondered why I was acting so wild last year and the year before that, was I was acting out, like, you know, until my mama was like, you know what, bro? She's like, all right, I'm getting messages from what you act on social media. Mm-hmm. She, mm-hmm. I love her. She was a cussing Christian.
I know him. I know him personally.
She was like, cut that shit out. Like, she will whisper with it too. She like, because you, even though it's just us in the room, she will want it. She don't want the world to know she cussed. She like, cut that shit out now.
Yeah, see,
and honestly, that was like September when she told me that.
Yeah.
And honestly, ever since then, I've been in a way, I haven't been in church like I used to. Like, I travel so much, literally. I stream when I can. But yeah, I have this respect for church, for people in church. So you're not gonna see me as that type of guy that'd be like, oh my God, F church, F God, this, that, right. Third. I'm the type of believer where it's like I'm accepting of everybody. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna accept disrespect.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I just won't even respond to you, or sometimes I'll just mute you, or if you lose your account, you won't see me giving you a follow back because it's just like I already know what type of time you are, and it's just my personal belief. Like, I'm not finna force my beliefs on you, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So
that's where we at. But this whole time, my audio. Hold on. See, I didn't even realize you've been listening to me through my webcam. You ain't even listening to my microphone. Hold on.
It still sounds good.
I know it does. And don't edit this out. Don't edit this out. Because, you know, people don't understand, as podcasters, as folks who do social media, did the camera kick
off? Yeah, no, the camera got kicked off.
No, the camera got switched out. Hold on. Uh-oh. I didn't want to move the camera. Oh, that's right. I unplugged it. Oh, that's so stupid. Yeah, there we go. Look at that. Better. See?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, like,
we in here now. Ain't nothing like you.
It just went right back to your web camera mic. By the way,
that's, you know what? That's so stupid. It's just dumb. But this is where we are. It's okay. It's okay.
It's technology for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Technology. My technology. my technology. Here we go. There it is. Boom. Did it switch to the mic? Is the mic in now? Can you hear me? Can you hear a clear microphone?
Yeah, probably. I can hear
it. Yeah, see, look at that. See, look at that. That's what we call real good stuff.
Now since we're live, let's check your settings in the actual app and make sure it's capturing your audio.
Yeah, that's what I did in the set. Let's see. I went to the settings and it says audio and it says default USB
EMP audio device, and that's what it is.
Uh-huh. There we go. There we go.
Ah! Ah!
Yes, I am the master of the mechanical stuff. Yes.
Hey, we're not editing none of this out.
Don't. We did it. Don't edit it out. Old man fusses at technology. Film at 11. Don't edit it out. I want everybody to see this. This is what we do. I ain't up on the technology like the young folk.
What microphone you use?
I use a Rode Pod mic.
Bet. I got the Shure. You said what?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I used to use the Shure for
Yeah, I got the whole Rodecaster Pro, so it helps me out. Yeah. Technology. Don't you love it?
Technology. Okay. Now we're back. There it is. Yeah.
So now everybody know the reason why I used to act the way that I used to, because I still have my wild tendencies, but I'm under control now because I'm 29. Like, I feel like, and I know a lot of people don't like to put numbers on, like, age on maturity, because there's like 50, 60-year-olds I know that are slower than kindergartners. But I feel like I just, like, lost my mom, all that stuff. I just reevaluated my life to where it's like, I'm here for the jokes mm-hmm. and a good time. Drama doesn't exist. It exists, but I'm not feeding my energy into it. So,
which is good, because there are some folks who feed off of it and thrive on it. Is the negative energy, the trolling, and not the trolls necessarily themselves, but the people who get trolled. They are fueled by your hatred. They are nourished by your hatred. And it's like, you invite that into your life, then that's what you're going to be giving out in return.
Mm-hmm.
You put out what you put in. So mm-hmm. if you pull that negative energy in, that is what you're getting. That's what you're putting back out, and that's not a good thing. We want to put positive energy into the atmosphere. So, you know, when the negative, like, I got a lot of negativity back during the Cody Crybabies thing. A lot of it.
A ton of it.
You know, every comment, you know, every other quote, tweet, or comment was, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. This is horrible. You know, nobody wanted The Rock. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all just said, like, last year, we want to see this match, Roman versus The Rock. It's a dream match.
We had the same timeline, right? Like, last year, like, it was like 50, 60% of y'all that was like, I want to see this match.
But now that you're going to get the match, I don't really want the match. It's just The Rock wasn't wrong about everything. Like, there's some stuff that The Rock that was saying in these 20-minute diatribe Instagram videos that's kind of true, you know.
I said 20 minutes, like, bro, what type of time?
Boy, let me tell you something. Cody Rhodes is kind of in the bag right now, where he's, he posted a 15-minute video, deleted it, then treated us to a 21-minute director's cut. Like, it's, you know, he's basically saying that The Rock did a Snyder cut of his own promo. And that's almost like John Cena talking about the man writing stuff on his own. Like, it's just, let me tell y'all what happened. Let me tell you what really happened. He put a video up there, deleted it, and then put it up there again. Like, he on TikTok or something trying to get more views. Like, it's just, what we doing? You know, I'm not one to talk about Diarrhea Dwayne, but let me say this.
That bar. Diarrhea Dwayne?
I am a man of a certain age, so when you say the word diarrhea, my mind immediately goes to Beavis and Butthead. Diarrhea cha-cha-cha. I immediately go there. So that's why I posted what I posted last night on X. I did an edit of it today to the WWE's, like, TikTok, where they did their thing with Seth's thing, so I put the Beavis and Butthead in it right after. And it's like, here's the thing. This whole thing is bananas, and everybody thinks that it wasn't planned out in advance. Stop. Just stop. Stop with this. Stop with the we did it. Stop with the we made them change their plans. We made them do this. And then you have like professional journalists in the game that are feeding into that theory and are pushing people and stoking that fire. There's a term that some folks use when they talk about professional wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it, and that's keeping the magic alive. Can you just keep the magic alive? Can you just let us?
Everybody wants to know, use insider terms. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I would tweet my live thoughts on Twitter or X, and people would be like, "That's a part of the script. That's what happened." I'm like, "My nigga, so what? My dog, I need you to understand. Yes, you know me as a content creator. Yes, I have a podcast where sometimes we peel the curtain back, talk about behind the scenes stuff. But what's on my TV, I'm a wrestling fan.
Bruh.
I don't need to know about who's a heel, who's a face. I don't need to know that. Like, they don't realize how childish or like how uncool they sound tweeting these terms. Dude, like, bro, we're laughing at you. And I'm a wrestling fan. Imagine what people outside of the community are doing.
You know, we used to talk about smarks all the time. You know,
yeah.
Marks who they love to throw around the terminology. Like, they don't, men don't even know what buried is. They don't even know what swerve is. You know, they don't know what kayfabe is. They don't know what any of these things are, and they don't know what a rib is. You know, this whole storyline could be a rib on professional wrestling fans as a whole. They could just be and they're laughing about it in the back, and they're laughing all the way to the back, all to the bank. While you got all these people who are going back to Chen Die, Rocky Die, and Rocky Sucks, and they're bringing the feeling back that they were trying to get anyway. Professional wrestling pulls emotion out of you. That's part of what it's meant to do. Mm-hmm. I went back, somebody posted it today. It may have been the enemies. I can't remember who it is. But they went back and posted that old Paul Heyman promo that he cut on Vince. That shoot, like, 6-7 minute promo right before Survivor Series when the Alliance was going to take on WWE.
Yeah.
And I almost started crying because we don't have it like that anymore. We don't have that anymore. Like, part of the reason why Paul Heyman is going in the Hall of Fame, part of the reason why he is a deserving member of the Hall of Fame and he is the headliner this year in Philly, is because of what he has meant to the business of professional wrestling. There's some of the guys that you know and love would not be the guys that you know and love without Paul Heyman and ECW. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mick Foley, CM Punk. Like, the list goes on and on. There's so many guys whose lives have been influenced by Paul Heyman. You know, Michael Cole talked about it, how it made him a better commentator working with Paul Lee. It's so great to see somebody like that getting their flowers that they deserve when people hate him. Like, he's a human, so he's had his flaws. He's made his mistakes. But at the end of the day, the professional wrestling business as a whole would not be what it is without Paul Heyman. And I'm happy to see him go into the Hall of Fame. But the kind of emotion that he would elicit out of you is the kind of emotion that professional wrestling was meant to emote out, to leave out of you, to pull out of you. You know, when you're a kid and you're watching your favorite wrestler getting beat up and you're crying and you're fussing at your TV and you're going to talk to your mom. You're like, look at what they just did to my guy. That's what it was supposed to be. You know, for me, it was seeing the Four Horsemen break Dusty Rhodes' leg. You know, it's like you, or arm, or you just you are watching scripted events, but it is pulling emotion out of you like you're watching This Is Us with your wife. Like, it's, and that is what it's meant to be. That's what it's supposed to be. And it, God, I just love it. I love it.
I love it. I love it. And it's like, that's why people, that's how I explain to people. They be like, you're in your late 20s. You still watch wrestling. Like, you know, it's, they use the F word. They say, you know, it's fake and all that stuff. I'm like, of course. I said, same way that I consume and get lost in the sauce behind Marvel and Avengers and Black Panther and all these other, it's the same thing here. The only difference is they are alive and the injuries legitimately happen. Like, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, it sucks that it happens, but it happens. And when I explain it to them, I'm like, I look at it as a form of entertainment. I know it's, and I hate that I say it like this, but I say, if you don't know that it's not 100% real by the time you're in middle school, you're a little slow in the brain.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it like that, but it's like, you.
It is what it is, bro. Like, it is what it is. I don't know what to say.
It's like, I hate to say it like that, but it's just like, that's the truth, because it's like, we all know, like, it, but at the same time, just like we get lost in the magic of the latest Into the Spider-Verse movie, we get lost in the sauce of professional wrestling, and it's, that's just as simple as that.
100%, man. And I've been a victim of it as a young man, and now, you know, where I'm just upset, but that's what it's supposed to do. And I hope I never lose that. You know, my wife will go to shows and she's like, why are you yelling like that? Like, you know some of these people. Like, you are a talent, you know, you're supposed to act like them. What are you talking about? This is what they would be doing if they were sitting in these seats. Like, that's what they're looking for. Like, I've had wrestlers text me and message me after shows that I'm sitting there like, man, thank you for those chants. Thank you for doing that. Like, I appreciate that. Like, never lose, no matter how deep into the game you get, never lose being a fan.
Right.
Never lose being a fan, because that's the best part about it to me.
And that's the same thing that you could say about any type of form of entertainment. It's like, it don't matter how big of a content creator or an actor or whatever you get, you should still be a fan. And if you're not a fan of what you do, why are you still doing it?
Exactly.
Or why are you still watching it? Why are you still consuming it? Like, and that's why I be picking at a lot of people who be coming off as like, they just hate watching wrestling. Because there are some people who just hate watch wrestling. And I'm like, bro, you do realize as much as you hate it, you're not obligated. That's not an obligation.
How's that fun? How's that fun for you to sit there and watch wrestling and pick apart every little thing that you see? How's that fun? I don't understand why people do that. Like, that is not fun. That is not enjoyable. I do not wish that on anybody. Never lose being a fan, because once you lose that, you've lost it completely. Mm-hmm. You're just basically, you know, watching it to critique it and give it notes. This is not the Olympics. You're not the Russian judge. This is not time for you to sit there with your pen and pad to just pick apart every single little thing and just lose the magic and lose the enjoyment of it all. Like, sitting, going to the AEW show, the Dynamite they had in New Orleans, when I was sitting in the front row, like, it's like it was just amazing to be there, to be a part of that, and then to interact with some of the talent, some of them I knew. Funny, like, so I don't know him, but, you know, they film ROH before they start doing Dynamite Live. Mm-hmm. And they film some stuff for Honor Club. And so there was a match between Brandon Cutler and Brian Cage. Brian Cage comes out, of course, a bit like a brick poop house, just gigantic man. You know, I don't cuss. This is a gigantic dude.
Poop house. I'm going to use that.
I didn't mean to say fudge. I'm sorry. So fudge and angry. So they...
I'm working on my cussing too. It's okay.
You good. So, side note, doing the Enemies podcast and me not cussing and them doing their thing was one of the funniest things ever. Looking at everybody in their boxes and they going off, and I'm just, well, you know, guys, it's just great stuff.
I remember that episode. That was
so much fun. But it's like, same thing with BRP. Shout out to, oh man, all of y'all. Just, I love y'all so much. Keep doing what you're doing, my brothers and sisters. It's, yes, So I'm sitting there and Cage is wrestling Cutler, and I say something to Cutler to try to encourage him, and Cage looks at me and goes, he ain't doing nothing, old man, and just laid into me. And then like a couple days later, he commented on one of the videos that I posted from that. He's like, hey man, I knew that was you when I saw you. I popped when I saw you. I was like, dude, you called me an old man. What are you talking about? He's like, I couldn't put you over, bro. I couldn't just do that. So it's
I'm
like
a bad guy.
Just know if for you and for everybody, just know they see what you're doing. They see you. They know who you are. They talk about your stuff in the locker room. They pass the phone around and show people the stuff that you're doing. They know who you are. They see you, and you are appreciated by the community. Like, it's somebody was messaging me today. I just reposted my Shawn Michaels video on Instagram. He's like, bruh, I was sitting in Gorilla at NXT getting ready for the show, and I was on my Instagram feed, and the Shawn Michaels video popped up. And the song, the theme started playing, and I was sitting right next to HBK. He's like, imagine the embarrassment. I said, oh my God, what did he say? He was like, man, he didn't say anything. So I don't know if he heard it, but if he did hear it, he no-sold it. And we know Shawn Michaels never no-sells. It's not a thing. So he probably didn't hear it. But Shawn has seen the stuff. He's retweeted it. He's talked about it. It's part of the magic. Like, it's part of helping keep the magic alive. Like, that's what we got to do. It is part of our job as wrestling fans and content creators to help keep the magic alive for the next generation. There are children who are watching professional wrestling right now.
My nephew.
Who will see your content and have their fire stoked and fueled by the things that you're saying because of your passion and your love for it. So always remember that whenever you're making this content, because we got to keep the magic alive for those who are coming behind us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's like the reason why, one of the main reasons why I went in the direction of changing how I do my content. Like I say, I'm working on my languages because I do have nephews and nieces that are into this. And I'll be like, they'd be like, Uncle Josh, what's that word you said? What happened? they're like, Uncle Yoshi, what happened? I'll be like, let's go with Frizz Pop. So I have to, let's do Frizz Pop. Like, I'd be just thinking about whatever F word came up. So I'd be like, that's why my brother or my sister would be like,
yeah,
can you relax? I'm like, I'm trying.
Boy. I love it. It's poor. But you gotta watch that stuff, man. Like, it's I had a not an existential crisis, not a dilemma, but I had to really think about it before I do music stuff, and I did a video in the grocery store to Nexus Too Close, and I was like, is this a little too risque for me to put out there? Because I still did it anyway because it's a great song, but you have to be careful. There are ears in the cornfield, eyes in the potato field. There's always somebody watching you. There's always somebody listening to you. And you have to keep that in mind when you do what you do. Part of the reason I started doing clean content in the first place, because I was an elementary school teacher. And my kids, I was on social media. So they were always going to be looking at social media and seeing the things that I was doing and reporting it back to their parents. So if I'm cussing and doing this, that, and the other, their parents are going to come to school the next day and be like, why is this man teaching my children? So it started out like that, but then after that, it's more of a fact that I have my own moral code that I have to uphold and stay true to, and that goes back to staying true to yourself and being who you are.
Right, and that's the reason why it's like I hold that last promise I made to my mom dear. It's like I tell a lot of my supporters too. I'd be like, 2019 to 2023, Gresh was out there, cutthroat.
Yeah.
2024 and going forward is laid back. So when you call me Unc, I don't take it personal. I'm an uncle, so it's just like you just like one of my other nieces and nephews, because there's nieces and nephews that I have that are older than me. So that's what I'm like, because my father's brother or sister had kids when I was a baby,
yeah,
or before I was born. So it's like I'm used to the whole stuff like that, but it's like the reason why I went that route, and it's like I look up to people like you and all these other people who are holding themselves at a different standard, is because it's like I don't want to be that 30, 40 year old content creator that's out here losing their mind, little vein popping out their neck, just like about scripted entertainment, whether it's wrestling, movies, or whatever. I'm like, if there's not, and it's like, I basically gave myself a deadline. Okay, I said from 2024 until I give myself 3 years to clean up my entire act. Mm-hmm. And by clean up my entire act, it's not saying I'm going to forget comedy or my own form of what makes me laugh, because there's other ways of laughter without getting prerogative.
Yeah.
Again, perform, like that's the reason why you see me, like if you come across my tweets now or my posts on Facebook, I start off my day with an inspirational quote. Not for my followers, but for me, to get me out of bed. That mainly gets me out of bed. And people, they agree, they like whatever it is. And then I start my day with content. But you're gonna see me, but you start seeing me censor the F word, or you censor me saying, or you have me dwindling it down to hell, to the point that's going to be non-existent. And also shout out to my boy Highlight Reel, Dwayne. I say he's my right hand man, because that man literally keeps me in check, to where he's older, so he's my big brother. So mm-hmm. It's like he keeps me in check. He's like, all right, Josh, don't fall back.
Yeah.
And it's not because of like any past transgressions. Cause I tell people this all the time. Like anytime somebody come contact me or have a conversation with me, I say, I'm not a saint. I'm not somebody to look up to, but I know where I went wrong. And here is where I feel like you can switch it up. Cause people always, even with the jokes, like sometimes I'll fall back and be like, I say something like out of pocket, not out of pocket like I used to. I'll say something like, I was like, oh my God, that's a fine woman.
Yeah.
And then people immediately think I'm saying something else. I'm like, nope, that's all I got. And it's not because I feel watched. It's because I feel like I don't want anybody to talk to my niece like that.
Right.
And I don't want nobody to talk to my sisters like that. And that's how I choose to, that's a part of my rebrand. So, and I don't mind saying that. I'm in my rebrand stage. I like the less prerogative, the better. That's what I mean by when I say I'm changing I'm watching my language now. It's like sometimes it'll slip out, but I'm watching it now. I'm watching you.
It's all about growth. I don't know if you've ever seen that Deion Cole special on Netflix, that first one he did, where he talks about
what year did it come out?
I want to say about 2-3 years ago.
I probably gotta watch. I probably did, and I probably forgot.
Well, he talked about levels, and you know, you're at different levels in your life, and sometimes you meet somebody who's on the same level as you right then, but you're still growing and they're not. Like, they're mm-hmm. where they're going to be and you're still growing. So it's like you grow apart and you say, you know, you can get up to where I am, or, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but like you can get up to where I am, or you may still be right there, but mm-hmm. you know, I may come back. You may need to get up to where I'm at, but you're continuously growing. It continues to get up to a different level, and that's what you have to do, is evolve and not just stay in one place. You know, you adapt. You got to adapt sometimes. Adapt to perish. You know, it's the whole story of how the giraffe became the giraffe. They started out as horses. The fruit were up in high trees, so they had to adapt in order to be able to survive. In this life, you have to adapt and be in order to be able to survive and move forward and grow and grow. Mm-hmm. It's about change. Sometimes we have to change who we are. You know, I'm on a health journey right now to, you know, become a healthier person in order to stick around for my kids and for my wife. So it's like you have to be able to, as much as it may hurt, as much as it may suck, as much as it may be a bummer, you know, I'm cutting out sugars, so I can't really have ice cream anymore. I love ice cream. Ice cream is one of my favorite things in the world. Ice cream, gummy worms, gummy bears. Love them. I haven't had a gummy worm in, for, I don't even remember when was the last time I had a gummy worm. And it's like, that for me is a bit different. Slushies at Circle K. I used to get one every night or every other night. Like the little frosters, man, forget about it. Or a Polar Pop all the time. All the time. But I, it's to the point where I have to cut all of that stuff out and be disciplined about it, because at the end of the day, that discipline is not just going to be applied to my diet, it's going to be applied to my life, and I'll be able to be disciplined in other things in order to grow and get better. And once I'm able to do that, then things will continue to shift in the right direction for me. And that's how people, that's how we have to be. We have to be able to adapt and shift to get to where we need to be in order to grow as individuals.
Wow. Yeah. I like that you said that, because it's like, I used to always just, it's like, I'm always watching, like, yeah, every, like how I choose to move, whether it's in life, whether it's like whatever, wherever, because I tell people this all the time, like, I'm gonna be like, if you're not waking up pleased with how you carry yourself, it's time for a change. Whether it's physical, like, I gotta get back to the gym. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've missed the gym for like the past month. I'm pretty sure my arms, I think it's genetics that's keeping my arms solid to where it is, but I feel like my arms is getting smaller.
Because yeah, I ain't my arm day. So I gotta get where you at. So I gotta go work on them arms this afternoon. You know, that's part of it, is getting back in the gym, doing the things, you know. It's
also mental too. It's a mental thing. Like sometimes some people's mental health just be out of it. Like that's part of my recovery too, is because I was so deep in my grief that it's just like sometimes waking up was just hard. Yeah. So, but it's like I'm not at a better place, but I'm because my goal from October until like now was to get back good. I'm still at my all right. Like, I'm all right. Like, everybody always asks you, like, how are you? I'm like, I'm all right. Yeah. And I'm in the middle. It's like, I'm not depressed, but I'm also not happy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get there. So, but yeah, enough about me. You know, you got any questions for me? Like, I this is a good conversation. Like, I love these conversations.
Hey, man, I'm enjoying it. Questions for you.
Like, anything you want to talk about? Like, I typically do this sometimes when I run out of material. I'm like, let's switch it to the visitor and see, like, what you got.
Okay. So, if you had a top five favorite songs of all time, what would it be?
Now you about to pull out my Christian. But nah, I'm gonna give you a mixed bag. I love Killing Me Softly. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just like the melody, like Lauryn Hill. I love the melody there. But if I had to go Christian, like I'm gonna have to literally pull up, because I have a gospel playlist. So I'm gonna have to pull out the ones that I play the most. Honestly, anything with Tamela Mann is a go-to for me.
Yes, sir.
Tamela Mann, Take Me to the King, that the melody there was one of my favorite. Believe for It, CC Winans. That's literally my top three, actually. Because it's like, I like the way that she harmonizes it, even with the reprise. I'd be like, I caught myself at a point where I would literally replay the reprise part after the beat falls, and I'd be like, all right, yeah, let's do this again. To the point where it's like, you know how the song is like 58 seconds. I literally turn a 4 minute and 58 second video music into 10 minutes because I keep replaying it.
Right. No, I feel that. I do. And that's a great song.
And then to round it off, I love, I hate to say it, I love Back That Up by Juvenile.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my my favorites. And then last but not least, Doo-Wop Lauryn Hill again. Oh, so crazy. So that's what I'm saying. I have a mixed bag. Like, because growing up, and it's funny, like, I love telling this story, but growing up, my mom didn't allow us to listen to a lot of music outside of Christian. Like, and my sister would literally, when my mom would get out the car, I know I'm telling on her, but she would literally get out the car and then she'll flip it to like V103 to listen to like Chris Cross or whatever song was on the radio, Bow Wow, Chris Brown, whatever. And then as soon as she looked like she come back, my sister, when I was younger, I didn't catch it on, but when I got older and she was still doing it, I was like, here she come. And she'd be like, back to the gospel, V102.5 in Atlanta.
Love it. That dude is... That's good stuff. I like it.
But yeah, the moral of the story for us is professors found out that I'm a PK, so that's the reason why I was acting the way that I was.
Hard hitting journalism right here, folks. We get to the bottom of it right here on the Crush Pod. Enjoy it. Oh, good times.
Good times, man. Good times. But we definitely got to get you back on here.
Hey, man. Just name the day.
And even if we got to collab on a quick video for like 30 seconds.
Whatever I need to do. Like whatever we got going on, you just tell me and I'm with it. Like, we need to have you on the pay window. So someone can chop it up and watch, you know, we'll watch an old match and then talk about it and just, you know, get our little comedic chops in. You know, I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. We need to get back into it. We've been on a bit of a hiatus, but it's time to dive back in and start, you know, doing that and making that content. I am looking forward to it. I'm excited, and I'm into it, and I'm ready for it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Before we get up out of here, because I don't want to keep you too much longer, what you got going on? What you ready to let the people know what you got going on?
Well, you know, we're still doing the content thing. We're working with an app called Next Level. It's for wrestling fans and wrestling content creators. A lot of them are moving over to the app where they can post their stuff there in a community purely for professional wrestling. There's a contest they have going on right now where you can enter to win 2 tickets to night 2 of WrestleMania, 2 tickets to the Raw after Mania, hotel accommodations, and travel to and from your hotel and the link for night 2. You go to the Next Level app. If you click on my connect link in all of my socials, you click on that, download the app, enter the contest, post content, and you will have a chance to win that whole package. I'm sure I'm leaving out something from the package. It's pretty dope. I think it's fun. So I'm as a wrestling content creator, and that's something that I'm passionate about, and building a community that is for wrestling fans by wrestling fans, I think is very important, because you get on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, you have so many other things that kind of spread the universe out that sometimes you get lost, as you would say, lost in the sauce. You get lost in trying to find some of these things and find your tribe. Your tribe is on Next Level. So that's somebody that we're working with now. We got Nutrisense, who is, you know, the folks who do our CGMs, that kind of thing, with personalized nutritionists. You know, we got the We Rock Together merch that's doing really well right now. We just put out a necktie that I'm going to have to wear here pretty soon. Just a lot new merch on the site. A lot of really cool stuff. Of course, we got the social media things going on right now. Just rolled over to 1.8 million on TikTok. We're close to 350,000 on Instagram. Just hit over 300,000 on Facebook. Things are doing, you know, I'm just very thankful for everything that's going on. And I'm thankful to be on this podcast, and I'm ready to come back on anytime. I've really enjoyed myself. And if nobody's told you today, you are loved, you're appreciated, you're important, you're more than enough exactly as you are, and always remember to be great.
And you took the words right out of my mouth, because I try to tell people who bother to listen to us and download our show that as much as possible, because like I said, like rebranding is good for longevity, and rebranding is like, make sure it's not, because it's not for all the wrong reasons, because it's for your own personal growth, and that's my goal. Are you on YouTube?
Yeah, got the YouTube too. Oh, she gonna kill me. I also have two podcasts. I have the Pay Window with Prophet Sloan, which is the wrestling podcast. We also have a couples podcast called Hanging with the Harrisons. It's me and my wife talking about the stuff that we go through on a regular basis. I got to cut a new episode for tonight. So, yeah, it's like got some that stuff going on, too. Thank you for saying that, because literally my wife would have choked me. So, I know she would. She don't like it when I say stuff like that, because I'd be joking around. She would not do that. My wife loved me, and I love her. So, but we do have the couple of podcasts you can check out on YouTube. So everything is in my Connect link. Go to my bio on any of my socials. Click on the Connect link. Subscribe, like, all that stuff. Go check out all the things, because it's pretty cool what's going on right now. And we're going to keep growing and posting and doing the things.
Oh, for sure. And if you go on to WrestleMania, I'll be in Philly. That's all. I'll be in Philly.
You know, that's the hope and the plan. You know, we're gonna try to get there. Like, I try to make it to as many shows as I can, and WrestleMania is a big one. But I got to be in Vegas in like a month, and so we're still trying to save
up for it.
Yeah, like we've been saving, trying to get to different places. Yeah, you know, but the trip to Vegas right now is a little bit more important than getting the Mania, even though I love getting the Mania, because that's an award ceremony, and you know it's going to be live streamed and all this stuff, and you know we've been planning on that one for a while, and it's very important to me and my wife, so we're trying to prioritize the best we can. But if I can get out to Philly, they got all the different wrestling shows that are going on around Mania that weekend, and I'm pretty sure my boy Zilla and my boy Jacob will be out there too. Zilla and Jacob Fatu will probably be out. I think GCW has a show that weekend, and I want to try to get to that one. So, and support my people. So we're gonna see.
And as much as I travel, I wouldn't be surprised if I stumble across you in New Orleans or any form of Louisiana.
Mania is in New Orleans next year. So I will see all of y'all there.
Once they make that announcement. Best believe I'm already planning.
I'm going to say this. Mania is supposed to be in New Orleans next year. It's either between New Orleans or Vegas, but what I'm hearing is that it'll be in New Orleans next year. So if Mania is in New Orleans next year, I will see all of y'all there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And for sure. And then I'll definitely bring you. We're definitely going to work to bring you back on in general, whether it's on the main show, which is on Tuesdays. I know Tuesdays are tricky for most people, but that's our main show. If not, we'll definitely bring you on, even with my co-host, my main man, Highlight Reel. But just like you and Sloan, our schedule is all over the place. But me, right. I'm more flexible because I'm freelance with my job. Like, I'm a video operator / audio visual engineer in general. So it's like, if I'm like this week, I cleared my whole schedule to work on content. Next week I'll be back out of town. Then the week after that, then 2 weeks after that, I'll be the first week in April, I'll be in Philly for Mania. Then I'll be back, and then I'll be back, and I'll be right back on another show. So it's like, I'm prioritizing a lot of that stuff. But if you guys want to continue to support, make sure you scan that QR code. If you're watching in video format, you can stream the Unleashed Anthem, which is our main podcast episode themes, or you can stream Talk My Ish, which is basically the theme for this particular spinoff of the Gresham Leaks podcast. And we'll make sure you guys continue to support the main channel. We got a lot of WWE 2K content coming out because the new game just dropped. So that's going to be fun to dive into. For sure, as well as make sure you guys check out the main episodes every Tuesday, 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever you stream your podcast, youtube.com/GreshUnleashedPod or wherever, Twitch, X, we stream it everywhere as much as possible. Or if you can't join us at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday, the audio version of this podcast usually uploads a couple of hours after or the very next day, depending on my sleep schedule. Because like Mr. Harrison over here, I am a man with many hats. I am not only on-air talent, I'm also a producer and editor. So Yeah. Yeah, jack out of work. Trades.
All trades. I feel it.
Yeah. And I picked that up in church. That's literally because you have to be a jack of all trades to survive a full service.
Amen.
But with that, we're gonna sign off with you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this, and we're definitely gonna make this a better conversation, because this is typically a conversation more so. It's not, I try not to go full throttle with the interview questions and none of that stuff. It's just more so like, hey, let's just chop it up and talk about whatever. You already know.
And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. But with that being said, you guys stay safe out here in these streets, and remember to always eat, sleep, flex, and repeat. We out. Y'all be breezy.